Every day in Ohio, 8 people die from opioid overdoses, according to the latest data from the Ohio Department of Health. And each day, 84 infants are treated for drug withdrawal in Ohio hospitals. Some Republicans are hoping a bill they're sponsoring will lower those numbers. Right now, state guidelines on painkiller prescriptions allow for 144 pills for a 3-month period. The bill would change the state's prescription guidelines to mirror the federal recommendations and would allow up to 24 pills over 3 months. Former state lawmaker Lynn Watchman is among those supporting the idea, which he says is working in other states.
This bill is a first great start, an important start, and really, to me, the easiest part of this solution, and that is, again, shutting down the pipeline of future addiction with people.
The bill would also require dentists and doctors who prescribe opioids to go through at least 8 hours of training. Scott Weidel of the Dayton area is still mourning his son, Daniel, a 30-year-old father of three who died from an opioid overdose in 2015. Weidel says new guidelines are desperately needed.
The Ohio opiate guidelines sets no threshold limits. Having no threshold is like having a no speed limit requirement on the public roadways. That would be like allowing everyone who passed their driver's training course and received their Ohio driver's license to use their own judgment to determine what the safe speed limit should be on the Ohio roadways.
But doctors are urging caution. Reggie Fields with the Ohio State Medical Association says not all patients have the same needs, so he says lawmakers need to give doctors the ability to dose patients differently.
You know, something like this, to put some guidelines in place, I think is a very fair thing to try to put in place, but it needs to make sure that we allow for that discretion for the physician community so that an individual patient will still be assured that they're receiving the best possible care available.
Governor John Kasich is poised to offer his own plan to address opioid abuse in Ohio soon. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.